I'm John King, in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Up close with Duck Dynasty's Phil Roberts and also Americans stranded in a war zone, Marines heading to help. Let's get started. After fan pressure, including threats of a boycott, the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain reversed its decision to drop selling products from the show. "You told us we made a mistake," reads a company statement, and you weren't shy about it. Nor is Dynasty Patriarch and the star of the show, Phil Robertson. He's not backing away from a statement he made suggesting homosexuality could lead to bestiality. Leading a Bible study group yesterday, Robertson said, quote, "I love all men and women. I am a lover of humanity, not a hater." And he's only repeating lessons from the scripture, he says. Quote, "I'm just reading what was written over 2,000 years ago," he told the group. "Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom. All I did was quote from the scriptures, but they," meaning his critics, "just didn't know it." Will Payne, a reporter for Britain's Daily Mail, was with Robertson when he said that at the Bible study. He joins us tonight. So, Will, you had this up-close look, and you say Robertson doesn't seem fazed at the least by this firestorm.
Not in any way, shape, or form. He's perfectly comfortable with what he said. He believes in what he said. He's got steadfast religious beliefs that aren't going to be affected by anyone. I don't think what you, any network says is going to make any difference to what he believes, to be quite frank. And he doesn't see it as anything hugely controversial.
He doesn't think it's at all controversial.
Well, I mean, obviously he's aware of what's been going on around him and has seen the media reaction. But from his perspective, he's simply saying what he believes. He's spreading the word of someone that, you know, a higher power. And, you know, the fundamental issue is that from my limited experience down there, it seemed as though the vast majority of the local population concurred with him and agreed with him.
You say concur and agree with him. Actually, give us a little bit more insight. You say the people in church actually refer to this controversy as a blessing. How so?
Well, they're hugely religious community, firstly, and they see this as an opportunity to spread their message, a message that they firmly believe in. It's given them a forum and a platform by which to spread the word of God, as they see it anyway.
I want you to take us inside. You're invited to attend a small Bible study group, and it was led by Robertson there at the church. Take us inside that room.
I was shown up to a small classroom, I suppose you could describe it as, upstairs, and Mr. Robertson was in there in full camouflage gear. Several of his friends were there, that also fully bearded with camouflage on. They were incredibly friendly, welcoming, interested to know what I was doing there, where I was from, etc. And then after 10 minutes of preliminary conversation, he started this Bible study group, which went on for about 45 minutes, referencing me on a number of occasions. It was interesting.
Referencing you on a couple of occasions, he also said this at the end, "I will not give or back off from my path because you conquered death, Father, so we are not worried about all the repercussions." Talking in a biblical sense, but you think talking about himself as well?
Yeah, well, it was a prayer. I mean, he was saying a prayer that he had come up with off the top of his head. I mean, it was something that he'd, you know, that they do a lot of these things sort of ad hoc, on an ad hoc basis. And that was a prayer that was obviously specific to what had happened the previous week. I mean, it obviously has connotations beyond that, but I think it was directly in reference to the controversy and the firestorm of last week.
And so after the Bible study class, Robertson joined the congregation. It's about 1,000 people for the Sunday service. And you say he was ushered out of the church through a back door about 10 minutes before the service ended, you think, to avoid the media?
Well, I think so. That's the slight paradox in this, in that obviously I was invited in and they were very welcoming. But by the same token, they did seem to be taking measures to avoid him being accosted by anyone from the media. I think also they were potentially concerned about protests or anything like that from a non-media perspective. Obviously, what he said has upset a number of people. So, yes, he left 10 minutes earlier, you know, relatively casually, but it was very much a concerted effort, I think, to get him away before he could be spoken to by anyone else.
For transparency's sake here, why do you think he spent a little bit of time with you, and did the Daily Mail pay for the interview or access of any kind?
No, we didn't pay in any way, shape or form. If you ask me why he spoke to me specifically, I think with all these things, as I'm sure you're aware, luck and timing and being, you know, in the right place at the right time plays a part. But I think, as I said at the very beginning, Mr. Robertson is steadfast in his beliefs, and he's not ashamed of what he said. because he believes it to be true. So therefore, why would he be scared of speaking to the media, you know, or me at the very least? He's confident in what he says, and he proactively wants to get this message out there. You know.
Will Payne, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.